feeling like I wanted to give up, feeling like each day had just slipped away from me, and I didn't know what to do about it, truthfully. And so I realized on this journey of entrepreneurship specifically, that it was up to me. First started my journey of entrepreneurship, my days looked a lot like wake up, sit down at the computer, not really sure where to go, what to focus on, what to do, spin my wheels for like 8 to 12 hours, and then look back on the day and be like, wait, what did I actually get done today? Which meant no progress forward in my business, no success, and just straight up burnout, frustration, and yeah, feeling like I wanted to give up, feeling like each day had just slipped away from me, and I didn't know what to do about it, truthfully. And so I realized on this journey of entrepreneurship specifically that it was up to me to make sure that when I spent my time, my precious time on this earth, that I needed to make sure that every single day when I was showing up, I was getting the things that mattered the most done. And not distracting myself by a to-do list or by busy work or by things that weren't gonna actually, you know, feed my success and feed my impact. And so I've learned a few things that have really revolutionized the way that I show up every day for myself, for my family, for my business, all the things. And so I'm going to share those with you today. Take what you want, leave what doesn't fit, but I recommend you as we're going here and try what feels in most alignment. But I'm going to give you the things today and we will go from there. So I have a whiteboard over here and there's one question, and I actually got this question from The One Thing. Okay, so if you haven't read that book, it's very good, especially if you want to boost your productivity, okay? So I love to just use this question as a centering thought first thing in the morning when I'm planning out my day, okay? So that question is, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or irrelevant? Okay, now some people call this the big domino. You might hear me refer to it as the big domino or the one thing. So that's what I'm speaking about. When you're using the lens of like the big domino, you're asking yourself, what is the one domino that if I knock it over, everything else is going to be easier or irrelevant? And so when you're thinking like this, it's not asking you, hey, what are all the things that we need to get done this week or today? It's no, what's the one thing that if I got this thing done, everything else is easier or irrelevant. Okay. And what I would do is spend 5 minutes, just 5 minutes in your morning. Most of the times I get it done in like 1 minute. Okay. 1 to 5 minutes. Okay. And just ask yourself that question and figure out the answer. Spend that time, because that time could save you days, weeks, or months of spinning your wheels, not getting anywhere. So take the time every morning. When you're doing your morning routine, ask yourself this question. If you're a coach or consultant, I'm running a free training on how to instantly sign more clients so you can experience true freedom as a coach. And this works even if you think the market is too crowded with other coaches who will say or do anything to get a client. And this next training is happening this Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there are limited spots available. I'm going to be revealing to you 3 secrets. Secret number 1, how every coach can ethically steal clients from other 6- and 7-figure coaches for free. Secret number 2, the weird, almost backwards high ticket sales secret that's used by an underground group of 6-figure coaches to become financially independent. And secret number 3, the number 1 reason why you can't stop spending so much time working and start making more income through coaching. And no, it is not your fault. So if you're interested in joining, head over to freedomcoachingsecrets.com/training. That is freedomcoachingsecrets.com/training. And I'll see you Thursday. And then this next piece for productivity, and it's probably in multiple videos because I swear by this, okay, is to write down the three tasks that you have to do for the day. So today it's Thursday, so I'm gonna write Thursday down, and I'm gonna put a 1, a 2, and a 3, okay? This is what it looks like. See that? Okay, now these are the three needle-moving tasks that you wanna get done during the day. Number one should be that one thing, your big domino, okay? And then usually what happens with the big domino is there's like a couple little things that you need to do in order to get the big domino done. So that's what you could put below, right? It's like, do this thing, and then the big domino is gonna fall, and then everything else is easier or irrelevant, okay? I don't use a planner, truthfully. I use this. This is how I run my day, run my business, run my life, everything. And then if I ever have like little tiny to-do type of tasks, a lot of times what I'll do is I have another cue card that's kind of going for the week, and it's off to the side, okay? And just as things come up when I'm busy and when I'm being productive, I'll just write them on that list. That way it's kind of like a running to-do list. And then when I'm ready at the end of the day or the end of the week, I'll plug those items into the Asana board that I showed you before under that to-do list. Okay, so notice I'm not saying as I get an idea for to-do, I'm going in and I'm opening a new web browser and I'm typing it in and I'm figuring out how to do it right now. No, that is gonna kill your flow and kill your productivity. As soon as you have a to-do come to mind, boom, write it down on this note card or this piece of paper that's beside you and then move on. Or say, hey Siri, set a reminder for XYZ time that I need to do this thing, and just tell your phone if you have your phone near you. I don't ever have my phone near me. Like, I don't even know where it is. I haven't seen it all day. It's not in my office, I'll tell you that. Another good productivity tip, right? My phone is never with me. Okay, I unlinked it from my computer so I can't get calls on my computer anymore, because that was always happening when I'd be doing trainings or filming and a phone call would go off and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta restart. Okay, so I disconnected all that and my phone's not in my office. I usually turn my phone on airplane mode or I have work mode on, which doesn't allow for any calls to come through, and I have it in a different room. So like it's not even anywhere in here at this point. So yeah, I don't have my phone on me. So I would just keep a pen and paper running to-do list by me. But yes, like I said, we're not going through this to-do list actually like crossing things off now. I think that's the number one problem with entrepreneurs is they're like, oh, I work for myself, so I have all day to do these things. So then they let the to-do list take the day by their hands, and then the rug gets pulled out from underneath them and the day is gone and they didn't get anything productive done because the to-do list ran their day, right? So we don't want that to happen to you. So don't let the to-do list run your day. Let your big domino guide your day and you will be successful, because most of the people are guided by their to-do list, not by their dreams. Okay, the big domino is your dreams. Nothing's more important than that. Okay, so there's a few other techniques that I love that I'm gonna share with you. So once we know our big domino, once we've got our three things for the day, this is what I do. I go to my timer, boop, right here, okay? And I turn it to 25 minutes. Okay, 25 minutes. There we go. Okay, and then I'm gonna turn it on. And I will work on one task until this timer goes off, okay? Now I super get into flow and I get super into something. So the main, this is called the Pomodoro technique, okay? You do 25 minutes on and then it'd be done. And then you turn it to 5 minutes. And then your 5 minutes are not on your phone. They're not on your computer. You can take your timer with you and you can go stand outside. Like, this is what I do. I'll go outside and I'll just feel the sun on my face. And I'll just stand there and I'll just soak it in. Or I'll do a 5-minute meditation. Or I'll go just walk around, I'll go on a short little walk. But that's mainly all I do. I might like whiteboard something or journal a little bit. Like anything you can do that takes you away from the thing that you were doing before and puts you into like a better, more aligned headspace, right? This is about achievement and alignment balance right now, okay? So that's what you would do. And the cool thing about the Pomodoro is like when your 25-minute timer goes off, if you're in flow and you're feeling like super into this one task and you're not distracted, you can actually just redo the timer. I do it all the time. Like I can go for 2 or 3 rounds of the Pomodoro. But the reason I love the timer is it gives me a reality check. Like, oh, Jay, were you focused on the one thing or were you distracted for the past 25 minutes? So it's just like a ding, 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 ding. Okay, are you still doing the thing or have you moved on and do you need to like refocus and figure out what the next thing is, right? So that's called the Pomodoro technique. So feel free to do a bit more research on it if you want, but 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off, or do double rounds, okay? So that's revolutionized the way, my productivity spikes. I recommend giving that a shot. Now, I have something I'm gonna share with you guys, and this is a 15-minute task log, okay? I was gonna pull it up and show you, but I'm on a video system right now that's not gonna allow me to do that, which is fine. But it's a 15-minute task log. And when I first learned of this, I put off doing it for so long because I was like, oh my God, tracking every 15 minutes of my day is going to be a nightmare. Like, that's what I thought. I was like, oh great, another thing to do. But if right now you're kind of wondering where you're spending your day or where your time is going, I highly recommend that you use this for at least a week to get a good feel for where your time is being spent right now. Okay, it's not as crazy as you think to do this. So try it. Try it for a day. Just commit to trying it for the rest of today or tomorrow. But I would recommend you start right now. Think back on how you spent the day so far and have it pulled up somewhere in one of your tabs on your desktop all day long. That way you can keep going back after your Pomodoro timer and you can go back during that 5 minutes or before you start your 5 minute timer and you can quickly plug in, hey, what did I do for the 30 minutes prior? Right? Or actually no, what I would do is after the 5 minutes. So it's like you've done your 25 minutes on, you've done your 5 minutes off. So now you have two 15 minute increments and you can go through and you can plug in what you just did before you start your next round. Okay. I mean, you're talking productivity here. Okay. So if this is something you struggle with, do this exercise. Don't just breeze this off. This is going to be transformative. And then what I do with this list, once I have a few days of data, what I actually do is I'll go through and I'll highlight anything that like was a distraction or was checking emails like multiple times a day, or maybe I pulled out my phone and I got distracted by TikTok or whatever. I don't actually look at TikTok, so I don't know why that example came to mind. But I would go through this list on the 15-minute time tracker and I would actually read out the columns where I was distracted or working on something that shouldn't have been on my plate or a to-do, whatever, during work time, okay? So you can go through then and you can actually eliminate things or at least have a greater awareness of where all your time is going so that you're more conscious of it in the future. Now I've talked more like tactical things. Now I want to talk more about how you yourself can stay focused when you're utilizing these tools. Okay, so I definitely recommend having good lighting. Okay, so like my desk right now, there's a big window right here. And so when I'm working, I make sure that the window is fully open. I mean, sometimes even the actual window opens so that the sunlight can come through because it will hit the back of your eyes and actually keep you awake and more stimulated rather than having it dark. Right? And there's also an overhead light right here that I love having on as well, because once again, same thing, light hits the back of your eyes and it keeps you awake rather than feeling sleepy. So that's a really good way just to keep yourself energized and focused while you're getting things done during the day. Okay. And then I've got these big headphones. Like, you guys have probably seen me wear these and you're like, why does Jamie have these crazy huge like headphones? First off, I have a baby, so sometimes he'll be watched by someone and he's making all this noise and it's really distracting. So what I do is I actually put these on even when I'm filming podcast episodes and I actually don't even have them turned on at all. I'm literally just wearing them so that they block out noise so that I'm not distracted, so that I'm super focused on my task at hand. And yeah, my mind isn't like somewhere else. It's completely present. So headphones on. A lot of times I play binaural beats because I listen to like the same tracks every day when I'm doing focused work. That way my brain, when it hears those tracks, it's like, oh, she's in get shit done mode. Yeah. Okay. So there's some music that you can listen to that's really going to help get your mind into the state of focusing. Okay. So headphones really help you to listen to the music and stay on track that way, which is really cool. Sometimes, like, you know how you know how you might go and you drink coffee because you're like, oh, I want to get super productive and get a lot of things done. So you like drink this coffee and then you get a crash, right? And then you get jittery. Well, I do drink coffee sometimes, but I'm not a big fan of coffee, to be honest, for that reason. But I really love yerba mate. So if you want to drink your coffee or drink your yerba mate right before you're about to do a couple rounds of Pomodoro, highly recommend doing that. Just kind of like chug it down, get yourself some extra energy, and then sit down and like bang out the most important one thing for your day. And then you got it done first thing, right? Another really good productivity book is called Eat That Frog. It's by Brian Tracy. And he talks about eating like the biggest, nastiest, ugliest, juiciest frog first, like first thing in your day before doing the other things. So that's kind of like another way to word what we're talking about right now. I'll call it the one thing, the big domino, the big frog, whatever. Whatever it is, it's the same concept, right? It's doing the biggest thing first. Okay. So now kind of the last piece to this puzzle, so to speak, is okay, cool, Jamie. So I know my one thing. I've got my time tracker. I know the Pomodoro technique. I'm listening to music. I've got my yerba mate. I'm doing all these things. What if I sit down though and I just don't know where to start? Or I can't get going, right? Well, honestly, the best thing you can do to get your momentum going is just to start something. So like, let's say you're going to write a social media post. Rather than just sitting there and staring at a blank screen, which can be like really intimidating, just start typing. Just start typing something. Like I'll just start by creating a lot of times like an outline for it. Like I'll type, let's say I'm doing a social media post. I'll do hook and then I'll do a couple lines and I'll do body and then I'll do call to action. And then I'm like, okay, what kind of story do I want to tell? And then I just start slowly filling in the outline that I just made, because we all know the outline for the most part of like what we're going to build, but we don't know the nitty gritty. And so if we get hung up on the nitty gritty when we're trying to start, we're probably not going to start and get the big picture done. So if you start with the big picture, then work inwards, I feel then you're already in momentum, you're already in flow, and it's just going to get like so much easier. Like truthfully, that was what was happening when I was going to film a lot of the content for this module, is I have my notebook here, as you'll see, I have like two videos right here, and then I have two podcast videos and an indoctrination video. So I have a few videos to film, and I was looking at this list and I was like, oh my God, like where do I start? That's a lot of things. That's a lot of things to do today. That's a lot of filming. And so I was like, okay, what would be the most fun thing to teach on right now that I could just flow and I could go and get into a rhythm, and then I'm going to want to film the rest after that. And so that's how I did it. It was like, what would be the most fun thing that's going to get me into flow for the rest of the things? It was kind of like me thinking of the big domino in a different way. What's the one thing I could do right now that would make everything else easier or not matter, right? And that was just start with the outline, work your way in, okay? And if you're ever in this flow state and you're not feeling creative, or you're like, I'm gonna be super productive today and I'm going to get a lot of focused work done, then you sit down and you just really can't build momentum and it's kind of feeling frustrating for you, you're just not in alignment to be doing it at that point, get up, go on a walk, go to the park. Don't force yourself to try to get things done when you're feeling like you need to be getting in alignment with yourself. Okay, because the work that comes from you in that state is not going to be aligned with you. It's not going to feel good, and it's going to be forced. So also allow yourself time to not boost your focus and productivity, right? There's a time and a place. These strategies that I laid out for you today are going to help you boost that productivity and focus when you're feeling in alignment to get things done, right? But there's also a time and a place to shut that off and to just go get into alignment. It's my favorite thing is just to go to a beautiful lake with a mountain view and just throw up my hammock and read a book. Do a meditation, do something, right? So don't force yourself. You don't need to be productive or be doing things all the time. So give yourself permission to let go just a little tiny bit. But when you work, when you show up, you're moving the needle forward, okay? Do these things. Allow your productivity to flow and be in that aligned state. You've got this. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And if you've experienced value from today's episode, please do me a favor and leave me a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to, because as you do that, it gives the algorithm a little tiny boost and lets it know that it should show this show to more people just like you who can experience this type of transformation. So no matter where you're listening, hit that rating button, leave a quick review. It'll take you like 10 seconds and it does me so much help in growing this show because I grow completely organically. So I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart and I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.